Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Spite.
Yeah, spite.
We want to hear the thing you've done out of spite. Now, I know recently we've talked about revenge, and I think revenge is a lot like spite.
Okay.
I think the two things kind of... I think they dovetail. I think they're cousins.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
All right.
I think you can do something to get back at someone, and that's revenge.
But
sometimes
then...
spite has like the stank on it of... Like, here's the story I remember for spite was there was a guy who went to a really nice car dealership and went in, and he was dressed probably the way I'm dressed now, like t-shirt, hat. But the guy is if you work at a high-end clothing store or high-end anything store and you think somebody's got to walk in a tuxedo to be worth something,
yeah.
Take a gander at Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Guy dresses like he's buying his clothes at Arc.
Right.
And he's got more money than sense. So this guy goes into a dealership, walks around, is like, I was looking at the whatever, the high-end, and they're like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'll try to get you somebody. He got hemmed and hawed, whatever. Didn't really necessarily want to spend $100,000+ on a car, but at that moment was like, screw you people, left the dealership, drove to the next same kind of car,
yeah.
Spent like $150,000 on a car, drove back and was like, hi.
Gotta respect that.
That's spite.
When you can afford that type of...
That level of spite,
yeah.
I aspire to.
Yeah, you have to, and you're a little bit invested too.
Yeah, you're just like... It's Pretty Woman when she comes back to the store. It's like, you work on commission? Boom!
Big mistake.
Big mistake. That's...
Big mistake.
That's right. That's what she did for spite.
Yeah, that's spite.
So that's the kind of story we want to talk about. The one that got us inspired was a skating story, and I don't know much about it, but it seemed like a spiteful thing to do.
Kind of. Okay, the video I watched, they were both at practice, and one of the female skaters was kind of by the boards, you know, in the rink. And in her own little world, and this other skater, female skater, comes up next to her and kind of swooshes her leg back and cuts the other skater that was near the boards. So they were saying, they were building it up, that there's been a rivalry going on, like old Kerrigan and Tanya Harding going on and all that.
She like cut her, like physically cut her with her skates, because the skates are cut to like...
But neither of them looked at each other. The one that did the cutting accidentally, supposedly, she didn't look at the other girl. She just, you know how you push your
just
leg
kind of like, nyank, like doing
skate.
A little
yeah.
Sal cow move
yeah,
or something.
It looked like it could have been an accident. They're saying that.
But
it
was the one girl better than her at something? Like, was it a spiteful thing? Was like,
I asked that too. And yes, apparently the one that got cut, it might be better than the one.
Oh!
That, yeah. But another skater said, you people are you're trying to make something it's not.
Wow. I
but
like
if that's
it.
That's true. That is spite.
That's some good spite right
yes.
there. I remember another spite story that was in the news. It was I can't remember if it was a donut shop. I think it was a donut shop.
She bought them all out.
Yes. Remember that? She was like in front of some people and they just kept making fun of her like, oh yeah, like you need a donut or whatever. And she
yes.
walked up to the donut counter and was like, how many donuts total do you have left in the store? I'm like, I don't know, 142. She's like, I'll take them.
And leaving them nothing behind.
Oh, hi, guys.
Yes.
Did you need some donuts?
You gotta love that.
That's another... It doesn't always have to be a purchase thing, but that is...
It's great spite.
God, I love how much spite that is. One more I definitely want to get to. There was this person. They were roommates. This is a great spite / revenge. They're roommates, and the roommate owed the other roommate $10.
Okay.
He's like, I need my $10.
Okay.
Didn't give him the $10. I need my $10. So finally, one day, roommate comes up and goes, I need my $10. They go, here, and handed him $7. I was like... You owe me 10, 7 is not the same thing. It's like, it's close enough. So this person, out of spite, goes into their wireless network router, changes the Wi-Fi password to a 10-digit password, and then goes to the roommate and gives them 7 digits of the Wi-Fi password.
No way!
And it's like, hey, that new password's not working. It's like, oh, it's 10 digits. I've only given you 7.
Get Oh.
I'll give you the other three digits.
Okay.
When you give me.
I've got to love that one, too. That is clever. That's clever spite.
That's an ugly amount of spite. And then another person said, this was my other favorite one. They broke up with their ex. The ex ended up getting married to somebody else. And this woman started to date this guy's best friend so that she could go to his wedding as his best friend's plus one. She wasn't even interested in the guy. She just wanted to be at the wedding.
She dated, before, the
she
only reason,
dated a guy
so she
out
could
of
go
spite.
To her exes with,
yes.
I gotta love it's that, like, too. That's well
thought. I mean, I dated the guy's girl. The guy said he was sleeping with my girlfriend, so I dated his girlfriend.
That's right.
I dated her 100% out of spite. To go, you're talking about sleeping with my girlfriend? I'm actually going to sleep with your
and
girlfriend.
You did, and you got to respect that one, too.
Spiteful sleeping, fightful bites, whatever. You got a spite story. We want to hear it now. Devin?
Yeah.
Spite.
Yeah, I was a car salesman, okay. And my manager at the time was kind of a mean person, so to say, and so I had these two kids come in who were dressed like cowboys. They were from Wyoming. My manager started making fun of them loud enough that they could hear. And so he thought they didn't have any money. Well, they were power line workers up in Wyoming.
Oh.
So they got the owner of the dealership and told him that they would pay $80,000 cash for this big diesel truck if they fired the manager on the spot.
Get
and so they
out.
Did.
They fired
they
the
did.
Manager.
They fired him on the spot.
Dang.
I like that.
And they bought the trouble. Wow.
Here's the cash. I want him gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was making fun of them because he thought that they were just two, you know, hillbilly kids. But
yeah, two hayseeds that can't afford anything. It's exactly what we talked about with the other guy. It's like, you can't judge a book. You don't know.
You have
if a
no
guy's
idea.
Wearing a black t-shirt, you don't know if he's got $5 or $5
billion. Yeah.
There's no way to. Good for him. That's, and the manager got to find out that it was entirely because of making fun of them.
Oh, yeah, the owner walked over to him and kind of put him on blast in front of the entire dealership.
Oh, that's...
He was making fun of a customer in front of everyone.
That
so,
is...
yeah, fired him right on the spot.
Ouch.
That is awesome. Thanks for the call, Devin. Heather.
Yai.
You are disguised spite.
Yeah. Oh, God. My husband and I got in the worst fight. He was just being a real pain in so many ways, like intentionally trying to get my buttons pushed. And he fell asleep on the couch after I went to bed. And when I came back out, he fell asleep on the couch. And our living room, like you have to walk through the kitchen to get from the living room to our bedroom.
Okay.
So I opened up every single cabinet door and all of the doors, like the door of the fridge, every door in the room, so that when he went to walk through, he would run into them in the dark.
Why?
Because I was mad. He fell asleep before he apologized to me, and he owed me an apology. And I was mad. I wanted him to know I was mad. I didn't want him to wake up in the morning and be like, everything's fine now. I needed him to know.
So then you just laid in bed waiting to hear the constant thuds from him trying to walk through?
Yeah, I fell asleep, and then it woke me up. And then I pretended I was asleep when he got in bed. I pretended I hadn't woken up.
But he has to know you did it. I mean,
well played.
That's, you are vindictive. Has he gotten you back in any way?
No, because he knew he was wrong.
Oh.
He deserved it.
Yeah. Us men, we know when we deserve to have a cabinet door to the face repeatedly. That's a pretty good spite thing there, Heather. Thank you for the call. Rebecca?
Yay.
Spite.
Okay, so I had these roommates in college, and they had too many animals in the house, and I couldn't take it anymore. And then they stole one of my roommates that I was trying to leave the apartment we were living in.
Okay.
So when I left, I lost a bunch of money, so I decided to... like, completely trash the house, like, unknowingly, put tuna in the vent and milk.
Oh, you didn't trash it a little bit. You made it smelly and awful for all future generations.
I hope so.
Tuna in the vents. You know, when that heats up, it's just going to be...
It was illegal to have seven animals living in a house. So I didn't want to deal with that, and they wouldn't let me out of the lease. So.
You were the victim, Rebecca.
Yes. We're building statues to you. Thank you. Jesse.
Yay.
Spite.
So this was my friend. Her and this guy broke up because he was being such a jerk to her. And while they were together, she knit him this really awesome winter hat. And it was his favorite hat. He wore it all the time. So after they broke up, he was like, hey, can I get my hat back?
Oh, no.
And she's like, oh, yeah, of course. She undid the entire thing and left a ball of yarn on his radio antenna on his car.
He's a hat.
There's your hat.
Yeah.
It's got all the components of your hat.
Just took the hat shape out of it, I guess.
That's my favorite story ever.
That is some serious.
Nicely done.
Couldn't you just go buy different yarn and let somebody else have the cool hat that you put all those hours into?
This was better.
I guess.
It's worth it.
Thank you for the call, Jesse. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Spite.
My daughter, I had a roommate who was the biggest bee in the world. Hmm. And before my daughter moved out, she poured fish sauce all over the roommate's things.
Wait, fish sauce?
Fish sauce. It's like, yeah, it's...
The liquid
it's
from...
Raunchy.
I'm going to say it's one of the most pungent things you can... It's like taking... You know when we were talking about tuna fish in the vents?
Yeah.
It's like boiling that down into a sauce. And then when you get it on stuff, it's just on it.
Oh, no.
She put it on everything she owned?
Everything. Furniture, bedding, clothing, whatever. On everything.
Uh-huh. That's some spite.
Yeah. Fish sauce spite.
Fish sauce tastes good.
Just not...
not great on your clothes. Tiana.
Yay.
Spite.
So my college roommate, she was very spiteful. And so she didn't like the fact that I got to live with my daughter in the dorms room with us. So she got CPS involved. She ended up getting kicked out of the dorms. And here we are 6 years later, and I'm marrying her brother.
Jesus!
Are you marrying out of spite?
It sounds like, does he know you're part of the revenge?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.